weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. Yes, yes. How are you, Chris?
Very well. Very well, thank you.
Doing good?
Yes, yes. Very well. Just digesting the budget this afternoon.
Oh, Jesus.
As we all do. I'm sure you were riveted.
I don't know if that's the word, but there is a word I'm thinking of.
Well, no matter what you think, whether there are good bits in there that you think there should be more of, or whether there's terrible cuts and things there could be less of, $400 million a year left on the table. We talked a bit about that last week, the economist that gave the presentation to IRD, so maybe it made it through in some of the advice.
Wow.
Can I say the quote again? If I was Nicola Willis, I'm not sure I'd want to leave a potential $400 million plus per year lying around.
No.
That's your average tax take from Colorado, which has the same population. So,
True.
Burl, of course, estimated more like $1 to $1.5 billion.
Holy smokes. Pun intended.
It's a lot just left lying around, I guess. You know, come on. Speaking of which, so this new study, International Journal of Drug Policy, shows that legalization has largely displaced Canada's illicit cannabis market. That's 4 years since legalization. And it's now over three quarters of domestic expenditure is now legal versus illicit. Or hidden, as they say. So 4 years, and they're saying that was like a linear trend with no indication of a plateau, so they expect it to keep going. And the key was having lower prices and increased access. That's how you get people to go legal.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? But yeah, lower. It's applicable to our medical scheme at the very least, let alone, as I say, when you think about, that's $400 million right there. And that's with three quarters of it being legal. Well, that's in Canada, actually, but yeah, Colorado. Yeah. Colorado, Canada, you know.
Same thing, nah.
US states, meanwhile, another report out this week, new data, $30.1 billion US is the spending in legal states, which is a 4.5% increase from last year. And California is leading in job creation with 74,000 legal cannabis workers. Paying tax.
That's a lot of workers.
Well, that's right. Let alone all who aren't. And California wouldn't have the same legal uptake as Canada. It would be a bit behind that.
True stories. Well.
So there you go. Good old Canada. Good on them. We could have been there. We still could. Always have hope.
It's never too late.
Speaking of someone who needs hope, US basketball player. Facing the firing squad in Indonesia. So this is when you go the other way. You could have $400 million in tax and da-da-da-da-da, or let's look at what Indonesia does.
Oh, God.
Actual firing squad, after ordering some cannabis candy from Thailand, 132 pieces, and which is probably just a few packets of whatever it was, but some gummies or whatever, but they weighed the whole thing. And there you go, some sort of poundage. And so this was in the Independent. US basketball... college basketball star Jared Dwayne Shaw from Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
he's played in the Indonesian League since 2022. He's been banned, of course, from there now, as bringing disrepute on the Indonesian basketball for having his gummies. Legal in Thailand. And actual firing squad.
Jesus Christ. All over some gummies.
Yeah. And, of course, Brittany Griner in Russia. With the vape pen of CBD, and it wasn't going to be a firing squad, because surprisingly, Russia doesn't do the capital punishment anymore.
It was giving prison instead.
They just send you to the front.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, cool, we're getting a bit grim. Okay, so back to New Zealand, and this is where, in sleepy old New Zealand, bong use makes headlines. Waikato Times, today, people using bongs in Garden Place, Hamilton, is the whole story. And that has attracted the ire of at least one local resident, was they managed to find. Some businesses. One of the businesses, though, the people were smoking the bongs were always polite. And they also noted they seldom saw meth in the area. Could be displacing it. Maybe there's lots of weed around and people would rather have that.
True story.
They could have prescriptions, is what I was thinking.
They could.
In which case it would be completely legal.
Exactly. You could have a prescription.
Outdoors. But, you know, so you can do that if you have your prescription. Smoke-Free Environments Act actually has an exemption for your medical cannabis. But don't be a dick about it. So I think one of the complaints was they're using businesses' seats and things. So, you know, don't be a dick about it. But if you have your prescription, you are legal.
Whoa!
And commendations to the police who didn't like wade in even after this inquiry from the media. What are you going to do about it? You know, which usually there's people consuming cannabis in Garden Place. What are you going to do? We're writing a story, and usually that provokes something. And instead, they're like, oh no, we're. Conferring with relevant agencies about maybe getting them support if they need it.
No shit.
There you go. That's good, eh?
What the hell?
Good attitude from the local police, I thought. And maybe getting them some bong harm reduction. They were pictured with the old OJ bottle and garden hose. And because the Waikato Times did a stakeout with the telephoto lens and all that.
Not they've the got Waikato their, Times doing a yeah, stakeout. Yeah,
they've got their blurred faces, you know, in there. And the old OJ bottle and garden hose. So upgrade. And, you know, have something better. Made of glass of Pyrex. Clean it often. Change the water every time.
Yeah.
Sterilize it. You can do that with some...
Bong better.
Bong better. That's right. one of the key things, one of the reasons the Ministry of Health always argued against bongs was they smoothed it out to an extent that people might consume more or take bigger lungfuls because they're not going to cough so much, was their actual argument.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, of course, you could just do that. Don't take such big lungfuls or cough so much. You can also try vaping and edibles and get NSA, get your prescription. But of course, there's a cost thing. In some places, they give out free cannabis, like waste products from the legal industry that will otherwise be destroyed, and they have tacit approval to give it out to homeless people and veterans and people who are otherwise locked
Where
out.
Where is that?
This is in Vancouver in BC.
Of course. Wow, look at that.
I think they might do that in Colorado too.
True stories.
Mmm.
No waste.
If we could return now too, because there's ongoing coverage of New Zealand being a bit of a laughingstock with our puritanical bureaucrat in Wellington deciding people's names, whether you can have approval or not for your name.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought, right? Other countries don't do this. And so it's names like King and things, which according to the law applies to surname as well as first name. So
That's weird.
That's weird too. So clearly they tolerate that, but not as a first name. But... all these reports, New York Post, CNN, and The Independent this week laughing at our ban of indica and sativa, calling them, though, strains of cannabis. And but in fact, you know, they are just botanical terms, Latin in fact. Indica from India.
True story.
You could like Blue Morning Glory, Ipomea indica. You could like that plant.
Exactly, and it's just a plant.
Well, that one, you can extract the LSA and have something very similar to an acid trip. But you could like that, right?
Exactly.
Sativa, you could... Avena sativa. You know what that one is?
No, please educate me.
That's oats.
And you might want to name your child after that.
You like porridge. Lactuca sativa is lettuce.
That sounds like a beautiful name.
Or maybe name your new child after a parsnip. Pastinaca sativa. So it could be all of those. They're just presuming, oh, it's got to be cannabis, we'll ban them. Yeah. Bloody hell. And here's another one that you cannot name your child. Cannabial soxa.
Cannabial soxa.
Cannabial soxa. This is on Leafy CoNZ. South Korean researchers looking for anti-cancer compounds found a previously unknown cannabinoid called cannabial soxa. I guess they named it. And they did find some compounds that inhibit neuroblastoma, cancer cell growth. But yeah, there you go. So there's a new one, unknown to anyone. And don't name your child after it.
Can you spell it?
not without looking.
Take a wild stab.
Yeah, okay, someone text in.
If you can spell it.
Special prize waiting for you down at the hemp store.
Ooh, 5395, you heard it here first. Can you say the name one more time?
Kenna Bialasoxa.
That's awesome. Give it a crack.
Yeah.
Text in.
Also, coming down if you need a prescription with legal access. We can hook you up with the doctor if your other one doesn't have the training or expertise. Puff Puff Paint is at the Button Factory tonight.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Get on down there.
What time does it kick off then?
I'm actually not sure, but I would say it's probably 6.
True stories.
Or you could look up the Button Factory. It's going to be on there. Puff Puff Paint. You know what it is.
That's awesome.
Self-explanatory. 31st, that's the following Saturday week. For the last day of New Zealand Music Month at the Hemp Store, we have Groovehouse playing.
Ooh.
It's going to be good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a Saturday afternoon. From about 1 through to about 4:20, in fact. There you go. And then you'll have to wait till June, 18th June, for the next off the record, where you can chat drugs and get your stuff tested down at Ella Melville. Support Don't Punish Day is the 26th of June.
Awesome.
Sounds like the police in the Waikato are already doing that. Maybe.
Hopefully.
I think we might hear some other stories. And then, of course, Saturday, 6th of December is J-Day, Albert Park.
Banging.
Put it in your diary.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. That's a lot going on. Thanks for my little gift too.
Oh,
I always get gifts. It's awesome. I'm very what's the word? I feel very grateful for that.
Very good.
Shout outs to the Hemp Store. Thanks, Chris, for your awesome marijuana media.
Sweet.
Cheers. Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.